Number 74, The First Apology of Justin, Part 10, From the Anti-Nicene Fathers, by Justin Martyr. Chapter 40, Christ's Coming Foretold. Hear how those who would publish Christ's teaching and proclaim his appearance were foretold. The prophet and King David, speaking by the spirit of prophecy, said, Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. We thought it right to mention other prophetic words of David to show how the spirit of prophecy urges people to live, and how he foretold the conspiracy formed against Christ by Herod the king of the Jews themselves, and Pilate your governor with his soldiers. He also foretold how Christ would be believed on by people of every race, how God calls him his son, and that he will subdue all his enemies under him. He foretold how the demons struggle as much as they can to escape the power of God the Father in Christ, and how God calls everyone to repentance before judgment day comes. These things were said thus, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Chapter 41. The Crucifixion Predicted. Again, in another prophecy, the spirit of prophecy through David indicated that Christ, after being crucified, would reign. He spoke as follows. O sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth from the tree. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. Chapter 42. Prophecy Using Past Tense. When the spirit of prophecy speaks of things about to happen as if they had already taken place, as can be seen in the passages I have already quoted, I will explain this so readers will not misunderstand. The things God absolutely knows will happen, he predicts, as if they had already happened. You will understand this if you pay close attention. David spoke the words quoted above 1500 years before Christ became a man and was crucified. No one who lived before him, nor any of his contemporaries, brought joy to the Gentiles by being crucified. But our Jesus Christ, after being crucified and dying, rose again and ascended to heaven and reigned. Through those things published in his name among all nations by the apostles, there is joy given to those who expect the immortality he promised.